Hello again. Well, I thought this would happen. But the speed of change was a bit of a surprise. However, we are in a much better place this time round with regard to what we're dealing with. If this is indeed the new variant COVID we are seeing in the community, then we have to be even more meticulous with the three tenets of COVID spread prevention. Hands, face, space. A tumbling off the tongue ditty, sure to morph into living memory, like clunk click every trip or beans means Heinz. Practicalities. Your local GP surgery will be making plans to manage this twist and turn regarding COVID risk. What we term face to face, in other words, normal consultations, will necessarily have to be changed in many cases to remote, phone or video consultation only. Just for now, anyway. We have to minimise the risk, of course, for patients and staff as a priority, given clusters of, e.g., coughing, winter season souls in one place, designed for caring for the vulnerable, if shown to be COVID, is potentially highly risky. COVID within a surgery staff environment would potentially see surgeries close their doors, in essence, if we all had to self-isolate for 21 days. COVID viruses naturally inhabit the nasal passages. First off, that's where they go, often without any symptom at all for several days, before the viral replication begins to its work, producing the fever, dry cough, loss of sense and smell and taste, headache, sore throat, the lot. This time it's different, though. It's winter, not glorious sunshine we were bathed in last time. Thankfully, there remains little flu and seasonal cough and cold activity about. Now, that would be a game changer. So still time in the relatively quiet post-Christmas period to put our plans in order. If any potential community spread of COVID, in particular variant type, is to be minimised. It seems more likely to affect children, be more transmissible, but no more serious to catch, however. All the previously known vulnerable groups still stand this time around. So, expect your local GP surgery to change the way things are done. Less face-to-face staff, all dependent on clinical circumstances. Expect your doctor, GP, nurse, whoever, to be wearing full PPE. Some things we can't do remotely. But we have to sort of, well, minimise risk to all parties. Many routine health matters can be dealt with over the phone, of course. Some can be deferred, but this is where, for example, home blood pressure devices, oxygen monitors, oximeters, peak flow gadgets for asthma, blood sugar machinery, all have a role. Mental health matters, of course, are huge once more again. Don't think anybody doesn't care or plan for this. We do. Mental health is a private matter for many. Often unlikely spoken out aloud for some time. But for those who know you, who care about you, who think about you, they'll see the subtle changes in the way you're going about your day, how you look, how you act, what you say. Take all offers of help on board, be it virtual, phone, online. Turn off the other stuff. Hopefully, but not inevitably, this so-called lockdown will be short and effective. But in these days of uncertainty, that is about the only certainty. It's uncertain. I had my COVID vaccination yesterday. Like a meeting of old friends and colleagues, the waiting area was buzzing. But it won't be like that tomorrow. Social distancing, PPE, the new norm once more. Well, I've not got any initial side effects. Piece of cake, hardly noticed the jabbing like needle plunging into my arm. Artistic license indeed. Now, brilliant service from our health teams. We have no idea how lucky we all are in so many ways. Let's just keep that spirit alive as we head into this next phase of our new year. We'll keep you posted. Cheerio.